This time we're talking about healthcare, which is appropriate and convenient for the area. I mean, you know, we have a hospital, two hospitals here in Marquette County.
It's a major player, right?
It's a major player, and a lot of people are employed. We have two gentlemen coming from the Michigan Hospital Association, Sam Watson, who's a senior VP, and Peter Schoenfeld, who is also with the Hospital Association. And they're going to talk about quality control and other issues of healthcare. And obviously, it's very timely with what's going on and all the debate and discussion in Washington and Lansing and even locally about healthcare insurance and Medicare, Medicaid. So we're expecting a very current discussion and good topic.
And this is the first time, at least this season, where you've had dual speakers. Is that a fairly uncommon thing?
That's fairly uncommon. We've done it a couple times. We had the university presidents last year, and then next year we do have a couple of dual speakers that we're working on also, which we can, you know, we'll talk about some other time.
Well, the thing is also is to get people to know that the speakers are going to be speaking on Monday, but today is the day that if you wish to attend, you need to register. And if you wish to register for this, what is the process to do that,
Tom? If you want to register, you go to www.MarquetteEconomicClub.org, and you can register there. And we would like you to do that before the end of 5 o'clock today. And we also, you have to make a meal choice, a fish, a steak, or a chicken.
And
with the snowstorm that's coming or the ice that's coming, that shouldn't interfere because you can do it online and the storm will be over by Monday. So
the speaker will be at the Ramada Inn Monday, and it starts at what time?
We have a social hour at 6, dinner at 7, the program then at 8 o'clock. And we have found our attendance this year is way up. People are finding the networking is very beneficial. You can get a lot of business done if you need to, or make contacts. And also just it's a nice break at the end of the day.
And we've talked about this several times with you being here, but we get new folks in and out of the program all the time. It is the Economic Club. But it's not a club per se, right? Because anybody and everybody is more than welcome to come see the speakers and even permanently be a part of the organization.
We have folks who buy a membership, and that helps us sustain the operation. We don't have a big overhead. It's a big volunteer group, but we've been around since 77, and you know, we think it brings people here to the area. It brings people in from the outside to come here to look at us, to see us, give us a chance to hear from them. And it's been pretty beneficial, we believe, and it's added to not just the county, but also the UP.